This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Times, there is nothing more important than being positive. Being positive is a divine command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to be positive all time, regardless of the circumstances. Whether we're looking at the world and what's going on around the globe, atrocities, wars, refugee crisis, discrimination, minorities, genocide, all of these things, subhanAllah. Don't leave anyone room for being positive for what's going to happen next in the future. Maybe it's something very personal to you. Maybe your marriage is not doing well. Maybe something in your personal life, your career, it's falling apart all around you. So what do we do? Do we resort just to crying out and just, you know, waiting for the worst case scenario to happen? Or should we be positive and try to move forward? Being positive in difficult time, it's a divine command. Probably you heard about the word husnul dhan, which means having good assumption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in the Quran speaks about the disbelievers, وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ, when they have doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they don't have the good assumption of Allah azza wa jal. And the believers will always have that husnul dhan billah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good assumption, the good understanding, and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in the dunya and in the akhirah. Being positive is also a prophetic attitude. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the most difficult times, he was very positive. Even though things around him were probably crumbling according to the standard of the people around him, but he was still hold on sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we always look at the positive side of what's happening around him salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. So that's from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that's from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But why? How is it so important anyway to be positive in times like these? See, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. When Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was speaking about Himself, He said, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. It is He, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who knows السر, which means all secrets, all private matters. وَأَخْفَى, and even that which is more subtle than that. What could it be that is more subtle than a secret? Your own self-talking. You know when you talk to yourself? Who hears that? No one knows about it. But Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you talk to others and say, just keep it between me and you, that's a secret. When you do something that could be seen or reported or recorded, that's a secret. But what is even more hidden, that's now when you start talking to yourself. Allah knows that. And if Allah knows all of that, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then put your trust in Him, that whatever is going to happen, Allah has a plan in this, and you're only responsible to do your part, and that's what it means to be positive. Now, what does it mean to us as a community to be positive? Of course, you know, as you guys know, time is the clock is ticking right now, and the 2016 election is coming in a few days. Starting this Monday, the early voting is going to begin, and everybody's anticipating. I even was actually listening to some reports on the radio, that even there's some delegations, some groups coming from as far as Europe. Can you imagine? People from Europe are coming here to the U.S., knocking on Americans' doors, asking them to vote and vote responsibly. Why is that? Because they're telling them, hey, even though we're not Americans, but it's our business now. Because if you're gonna vote wrong, it's going to affect all over the place. All of us will be affected by that. So it's a serious crisis. It's not just a matter of political game anymore. It's a matter of survival. People are looking at things right now and they're looking at things to be just like doomsday scenario. The end of the world as we know it today. But how can I, what do I need to do then in a time like this? Be positive. Why do you need to be positive? Because when you're positive, you will bring life and khair to the world. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةُ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there be amongst you, all the time, ummah, group of people, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, those who invite people to that which is good. When? At all times. Even when times are difficult? Absolutely. Even when times are difficult. Let there always be a group of people who invite others to do good. Now that's being positive. Everybody's going one direction, you're going the opposite direction because, you know, it's better to be there. Because it's khayr. And that's what's good. Everybody's taking a direction far away from Allah Azza wa Jal, far away from heading to the Jannah. They're trying to live their dunya. But you're taking a different path. Why? Because, you know, there is khayr in there. I need to be positive. The other thing, on a very personal and selfish level, let me put it this way even, you need to have an excuse in the Day of Judgment before your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, I did my part. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that each and every one of us will be standing before Him alone. وَكُلُّكُمْ أَتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Each and every one of you will be standing before their Lord alone, on their own. You better have answer to many, many questions that you're going to be asked. You better have the right excuse for it, that you've done your part. Again, you're not responsible for the results. You're only responsible for doing your part. Where are you beginning that from? From Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about a scenario where people, they would see others going astray, but there's always a group of people trying to bring these people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third group, spectators, just sitting, standing there, and they don't want to participate in that which is bad and wrong, but at the same time, they don't want to do anything good. On top of this, they're discouraging others from doing that which is good. Now that becomes really worse than the previous group. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا لِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when one group of that whole community is asking another group, a group that is doing good by inviting those who are wrongdoers to stop and do that which is good, a third group is stopping them, telling them, hey, why do you guys keep calling these people to Allah Azza wa Jal? They deserve destruction. They're doomed anyway. Like, don't waste your time with these people. But those who are calling for khair, the positive ones, they're telling them, ma'adiratan ila rabbikum. We're looking for an excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. That we're doing our part. And second thing, wala'allahum yattaqoon. We have hope that they will reflect and they might become righteous. Which means we never lose hope in people. We'll always continue to do that, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, when it comes to being positive, it means that you need to constantly and continuously trying and doing without looking for worldly gain very much. You need to put a plan, though. You need to put goals, try to achieve them as you move forward. But you never, ever, never, ever attach your heart to the results as the worth of your work. No. Because the worth of your work is always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you attach yourself is a reward with Allah azza wa jal. But the result, the end result in the dunya, it's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it's not the time yet to get what you've been asking for. Maybe it's not your turn. Like in the story of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam took the people from Egypt through the sea and went all the way into the desert. And there, his people that he was supposed to rescue from the Fir'aun, they failed the mission. They failed Musa alayhi salam. And they were punished not to enter the Holy Land for 40 years, roaming into the desert. Did Musa fail his mission? Of course not. But it wasn't Musa who was supposed to take them into Philistine. It was a disciple, Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua, that took him there. Because that's the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa did his part. And that's the same thing to all of you. You're only responsible to do your part. The end result will always stay in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when do I stop? Never stop. When do I say, khalas, I'm done. I've done my... Never. There is no such thing as retirement when it comes to doing khayra jama'ah. Your retirement is in Jannah. That's all. How do we know that? Well, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a man, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قَامَتْ السَّاعَ, if the day of judgment is established, if the hour is established, can you now imagine with me how would it look like when this happened? it was mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Takwir, and many different surahs speak about the destruction of the heavens and the earth as we know it and so on. All these things are happening around you. The Prophet ﷺ says, if some of you, one of you, during that moment, when you see the destruction of the world happening, وَفِي يَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَسِيلًا, and in your hand, you have a plant. A plant. I mean, what are you going to do with this plant if you put it in the ground anyway? He said, if you can put it in the ground before that finishes, then just do it. Like, who's going to benefit from it anyway? The whole world is going to be destroyed. But you just put that plant in there. And what does it mean exactly? Stay positive. Always stay positive. If you can't get something good out of every scenario that you live in your life, or you see in your life, then just do it. Whatever that is. Always look at that which is good. Whatever comes, think of what could be positive as a result of this situation. So even if you had a plant in your hand and doomsday is happening, I will do that which is good. If things went against what you hope to be, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. No. That means to now recalibrate, get your energy back together, and move forward and be positive. Some of the examples of being positive in the Quran. One of my favorite examples, subhanAllah, Musa alayhi salam. The amount of trust that Musa had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a moment when he took Bani Israel out from Egypt at night. You're talking about thousands of people, all at night secretly leaving Egypt. Can you imagine how secret is this going to be anyway? But by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessing of Allah azza wa jal, they left Egypt. And as they were marching out, then when the Pharaoh heard about that news, he recruited his army and they went chasing Bani Israel. They kept going and going and going and walking the desert until they end up by the shore of the sea. There is no escape. Where are you going to go? The sea is in front of you. And now they start seeing the army of the Pharaoh coming from the other side. What was the statement of the people of Musa, alayhi salam? They came to Musa, they're freaking out now. They're panicking. And they had to panic in a moment like this. It means it's a massacre. That's what it's going to be basically for them. So they went to Musa and they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Look, they're catching up with us. Musa with full confidence, being very positive, because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّمَا يَا رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. He says, no. Allah is on my side and he shall guide me through. With full confidence, Allah subhanahu told Musa right after that, that raise your staff, the same stick, just use it and strike the sea with that and split the sea. And people went through with amn and salam, which means with full peace and tranquility. They were not panicking. They were not running through. They just stampede and killing each other. No. With full confidence. Because seeing that, a miracle, means you realize that subhanAllah is in charge. Allah is in control. Now for Bani Israel in particular, that didn't last long, unfortunately. Because the moment they crossed the sea, what did they say to Musa alayhi salam? The moment they saw some people worshipping whatever they were worshipping. قَالُوا جَعَلَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةً. How about you make a god like theirs? And Musa قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. You're such تَجْهَلُونَ. You're just ignorant people. The meaning of this is that you always stay positive even if you're surrounded by the most ignorant people of all time. People will drive you crazy in difficult times. They're panicking. They're irrational, they're too emotional, they're this and that, and so whatever that is, you be the positive one. You be like Musa with Bani Israel. That in all circumstances, he was still there, guiding him through by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that which is best. Maryam, the mother of Isa, alayhi salam. Subhanallah. I mean, a young lady, suddenly she meets someone out of nowhere, an angel, telling her, you're going to be pregnant, and you're going to have a child. That child's going to be a miracle. And she's like, what? What am I going to tell my people? This and that. SubhanAllah, now she's in distress because this is a shame. A culture that considered this to be one of the greatest sins and crimes to be committed. But still though, she was asked to be positive, even though in a difficult time like this. And then even SubhanAllah, when she was in so much distress as she was delivering the baby under the tree, and she said, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasyan mansiya. Like, I wish that I was dead and I've never seen, I never had to go through this. How many of us have these moments in their lives? If you think about it, you've been through it multiple times. But look at you, Masha, still surviving it. We've been through some of these moments in our life, like, oh my God, I wish just like I've never existed in this world. And then after that, alhamdulillah, oh, this is awesome. And then subhanAllah goes back into some difficulties and hardships and so on. The mother of Isa had that experience too. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her to forget about this. Like, don't worry about this. Just do yourself. Do your part only. And Allah said, just shake that tree next to you, and I'll take care of the fruit to come down near you. And the water, I'm going to bring it down underneath your feet. So you drink and you wash yourself and refresh, and then go and face the people afterwards. And she did. Because she was asked to be positive during such a difficult time like this. Yaqub alayhi salam, he lost his son Yusuf. In the most, what shall I call this incident even in the first place, subhanAllah? His own brothers literally threw him into the water well just to get rid of him. And they succeeded. Now that moment can be a moment of distress. But Yaqub held on very tight to this because he knows Allah has a plan. And he always had hope that he will come. He didn't get Yusuf after so many years. He lost the brother of Yusuf. So he was always hoping that Yusuf will come back, right? Because he knew that Allah had a plan for him. Instead of getting Yusuf back, he lost his brother. Now in a moment like this, what could you say? He cried his eyes out, literally until he became blind. And that's natural. In difficult times, we get distressed. We get emotional. We cry, we interact with it negatively sometimes, but we never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was Yaqub alayhi salam. Even knowing that he lost Yusuf and his brother, when he was sending his children for the last time to Egypt, he said, قَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ اِذْهَبُ. My dear children, please go back. فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفَ وَأَخِي. Go and look for Yusuf and his brother. SubhanAllah. In such a very difficult time, he's still having hope that Yusuf and his brother are safe. Go and look for Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Never ever be desperate of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّهُ لَيَأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَى الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only those who feel desperate of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means, don't be like them. Like those who disbelieve and they don't have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never have mercy on them on the day of judgment. That's what it means. The children of Yaqub, they told their father, you're still thinking about Yusuf? You're still in the same old, you know, old story? إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Still in that old thing, you know, that you've all been dealing with? But Yaqub remained positive. And Allah proved him to be right. And we know the story of Yusuf. So he brought him back his children, not just Yusuf and his brother, even glory for the entire family to live back into Egypt. SubhanAllah, being positive, even went with Yusuf alayhi salam to the prison. He was in prison, unjustly, for an indefinite time that he didn't even have hope to get out if he would be in his place. You can imagine being indefinitely in a place you don't even know what's going to happen, if there's going to be a trial or not and so on. Yusuf was without trial. He was just thrown for no crime he committed by being handsome. That's it. But still he was positive. And when these two young men came to him to ask him to interpret the dream for them, what did they say? He says, إِنَّ نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We see you among the good people. He was very positive. He could just be there just crying and just being desperate and getting into depression and so on. But no. He was very positive. And they said to him, we see you among the muhsineen. In difficult time, being positive brings that positivity to the people around you. People they can see, and it influences people. And that's what the mission of the believer should be. You influence those people around you with that which is khayr. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had many, many moments of being positive in his life and his mission. One of the two actually beautiful moments, subhanAllah, that I see in the life of the Prophet, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is when he came back from At-Ta'if, and he was chased by, you know, by the people of At-Ta'if and their children, and he was stoned, and his feet were bleeding, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He was sitting there resting. He was just resting there, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, just to catch his breath. Jibreel comes to him with the angel of the mountains. He says, here you go. The angel of the mountain is here under your disposal. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Muhammad, I'm here at your command. Tell me what to do. If you want, I can smack these two mountains over them and I'll finish them for you. But the Prophet ﷺ says, no. Allah. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُخْرُجَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ أُنَاسٍ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ. No. Maybe that generation is not the best. Perhaps from their offspring, from their children, people will come who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed it happened. Even during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The son of Abu Jahl became Muslim. Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala. And others as well. Now we live in difficult time and we're looking around us, we see the generation, we live in it just like Allah al-Musta'an. What kind of generation is that? It's like generation of Musa alayhi salam. In every corner they bring troubles. Even to their guide, even to their messenger. In every corner. And here you have the option of start cursing at them or making dua for them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surrounded by thousands and thousands of the people of Quraysh and the Arabian Peninsula trying to wipe out the Muslimin from Medina, and he heard sallallahu alaihi wasallam the news about the treason of Banu Qurayza. Now that is a moment of distress. Truly, it's treason. This betrayal is just, he was stabbed in the back, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What to do now? He could just come and open the news to the people and they will be depressed. They will run away to protect their families. Instead, he went into his tent for some time, thinking about it. And then he came out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with full positivity. He was saying, takbir, Allahu Akbar. And the people started all making takbir. Says, this is it. We got it. The victory is ours. He's just kind of like, again, promoting that positive spirit in times of difficulty. This is where we need to be today. Instead of looking, you know, and thinking what's going to happen next, Allah musta'an, look at what happens in Syria, in Iraq today, Kashmir, the Rohingya, and many, many other places in the world. Look around you. Allah, even here, in America, the society is being divided, the racism, the discrimination, and all that stuff, it's negative. You watch the news, negative. But you still need to be positive. And we need to believe in one important thing. The thing that we believe in as believers is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the status of a people until they change what is there in themselves. That is a message we need to understand. And they say that you only feel the way you think. And if you think the world is doomed, you're going to feel that way. And if you believe this is the end of it, you're going to feel that way. And you're going to behave accordingly. But what you need to do is change it. Having that husnul dhan billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That good assumption. Being positive during difficult time. And go out and do your job. And be responsible. You are requested to act upon what you can. What's in your hand. If Allah has given you a gift to change the world one person at a time, just do it. That's all what we're asking from you. That's all what you need to show how positive you can be during a difficult time. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Gaps in the front so we can have space for everybody and jazakumullah khair. Just move forward. Barakallah for you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Ibadallah, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah, we know that even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands us to be positive again, because the luxury of time, of health, of money, of whatever that is that you, a blessing you have in your hand, doesn't last forever. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Means catch up with these five things before you lose them. And these things in regard to your health, regard to your age, in regard to your wealth and your youthful time and so on. All the thing that you have, alhamdulillah, that makes you who you are today. You don't know. You might lose these opportunities. So instead of us, you know, just kind of crying at what might happen tomorrow and being negative about it, let's enjoy the blessing that we have today and make sure that the future becomes positive as well. I would like to invite each and every one of you to take your right, being citizen of this society, this community, and this country, And go out, inshallah ta'ala, starting this Monday for the early voting, and do your part. Do your part and do your job, and stop whining about why this happening, why it's not happening. Because if you want to be heard, then you're going to be part of this, inshallah, azza wa jal. That's my message for you, and stay positive. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha. أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة